from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is Dirt and Sprague, Gun 1080, The Fan.
Happy Thursday, everybody. No Dirt, no Sprague. I guess Patrick Harris was supposed to be in here this morning, but he got sick as well, so they had to go all the way down the bullpen to moi, yours truly. Schulte and Will here in for Dirt and Sprague on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan. Swag as well, he's off in Hawaii. Somebody that is not off in Hawaii and that is very, very upset after watching one of our local teams last night. My dad, very, very upset after the Seattle Mariners 3-2 loss in extras at the hands of the Detroit Tigers last night. Will, thank you, by the way, for including that clip in the open of Victor Robles scoring on that Julio Rodriguez RBI single to give the Mariners a 2-0 lead. They did have the lead in that game, then gave it up. And unfortunately now, here, let me just read this text from my dad really quick. I told you we will be out of the playoff hunt by the end of the month. It's happening right now. 2.5 games out already, and it's going to get worse. Yes, the Mariners, after the loss last night to the Tigers with a Houston win, the Mariners now sit 2.5 games out of first place in the AL West. The Rangers, not too far behind them still. 7 games is a bunch, but hey, anything could happen in the last month and a half of the season. We saw the Mariners give up a 10-game lead in, what was it, 24 days?
24 games.
24 games, excuse me. So yeah, setting a record for futility. Gosh, my Seattle Mariners. But the Rangers still technically are in the race behind them, but to have faded out in the last couple of weeks. But Seattle really getting down to the wire with, I mean, you want to see them winning every series, of essentially getting down to the wire with must-win games. You gave up a ton, you know, earlier in the season that, yeah, you were getting some wins, you were getting weird walk-offs from like a, you know, like a passed ball, that kind of thing, just random stuff. Chaos ball, as the Mariners announcers like to call it, which it's, yeah, it's great when it's happening, but it's not sustainable. And then on top of that, the other games where they were losing earlier in the season, you just weren't showing up with the bats at all. And that's actually continued to be a little bit of an issue, it seems, at times here, Will, since the Mariners have tried to turn things around and acquired Randy Arozarena and Justin Turner. Obviously, Julio Rodriguez has come back from injury as well. They're still waiting on J.P. Crawford, but frankly, I mean, his presence in the locker room is still there, so I'm not that worried about having him. But what I do want to see, though, is Julio being Julio in August and September that he normally is. Those are usually his best career months. I think 391 is his career average in August, and he's hit the most homers ever in any month of his career that he has in September. So this is the time that we're supposed to see this peak ball. But do the Mariners, with their just inconsistency, and I hate to use that word in the world of sports, Will, because it's just, you're paid to be good, so you're not good. You're essentially not good right now as a Seattle hitter more often than not. Do they suck as much as my dad thinks? And I guess ultimately, are they going to fall short of the playoffs because of this lack of consistent hitting?
Well, I think the easy thing for most Mariner fans, right, is you look at what you've seen the last 20 years. And aside from 1 year, you have seen this Mariners team either be absolutely horrific or falter down the stretch. The other thing that goes along with this team is they're on pace for one of the worst averages in the history of MLB baseball. And I understand that average, batting average is what I'm talking about here, isn't what it used to be, right? It's not the end all be all. It's more about on base percentage and slugging. And of all time is never a good thing. It felt like, too, at the trade deadline, like you made these big moves. You went out and got Turner, who's fantastic, just a professional hitter, finds a way to put the ball in play. And then going and get a Rosarena with the emergence of Robles, you're thinking, wow, our outfield now is full of studs once we get Julio back. And it just feels like they find different ways almost to shoot themselves in the foot, almost like that chaos ball that had been going so well for them the last 3 years, where it's just, how did the Mariners find a way to win that game? They had no business winning that game, yet they did. It feels like all of a sudden it's coming back around. I mean, just look at last night. You're up 2-0 in the eighth. You should win that game. You give up a home run in the eighth, and then you don't score a run in the tenth, and you give up a run for Detroit. Detroit is not a good ball club. Right now, they're second to last in the AL Central. The AL Central, it's not that good of a division. I mean, yeah, Cleveland's doing fantastic right now, but the Twins and the Kansas City Royals, I feel like they're thriving off of being in the same division as Detroit and as Chicago, right? They're in the same division as historically the worst team ever. In the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago White Sox, we are in the middle of August. They are 7 games away from having 100 losses on the year. In August. It's an insane number. So some of it is like other teams get bolstered by who they play, but when the Mariners get a chance to beat up on these cellar-dwelling teams, they just don't. They got swept, what, a week, 2 weeks ago against Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking a sweep dead in the eyes right now. When you get swept by Detroit, those teams don't usually make the playoffs. When you lose, and you lose horrifically in multiple series to a team that really they're big-time sellers, they aren't going to be a playoff team, and they're not going to be a playoff team anytime soon. That leads me to believe that this isn't a playoff team either.
Yeah, it's frustrating when you see essentially a team that's now, I mean, you're in danger of getting swept by the Tigers, so that's 3 games. You're already looking at a sweep of the Angels, a 3-game sweep, and then they lost 3 out of 4, I think, a couple weeks before that to the Angels. And these are...
They're like 2-14 or 2-12 against the Angels in Detroit.
Ugh, Joe Adell has owned the Seattle Mariners this year. It's been
so
bad.
It's
disgusting, actually,
how
well he hits when he's at T-Mobile Park. It's pretty crazy. But overall, my point is... When you look at this offense just showing up part of the time and getting those clutch hits, I mean, the on-base percentage for some of these guys is good. They walk, you know, Mitch Garver, thankfully not really getting at bats. But then I still wonder about how Scott Service is managing his team, because Justin Turner, as you just talked about, being brought in to stabilize the lineup, help the locker room, really good veteran presence. He didn't play yesterday, and I'm pretty sure he got a day off on Sunday as well. It's not like they have a season of games with him. They've basically got 60 games, and the fact that you're sitting him twice in 3 days, I mean, you can DH him. You need that bat in the lineup. There's a reason that because you weren't in on Vladdy Guerrero Jr., you tried to go get, you know, somebody veteran savvy that was available to you at a decent price. Justin Turner fit that bill, and he is much better than almost every other hitter you've got in the lineup as far as just being a pro goes and how to work the count and situational hitting. So it just doesn't make sense to me that we're still seeing that. And overall, with the offensive issues, man, this team is exciting. They're young. They've got the pieces, Will, but I am not convinced that Scott Service, and there is a lot of argument out there that managers don't really affect the game nowadays, which I would say more often than not, they don't. They basically put the lineup together, help the locker room vibe, manage that, and you know, communicate with the front office, essentially. But they do have in-game situations to choose, and they have different things that they have to make a decision on. And there will be points where you look back at this season, Will, that Scott Service's decision-making, as well as this offense, has put them in this position to suck.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, no, I mean, right now, just I pulled up their averages. Your leading average for the Mariners is Justin Turner and Julio.
Yep.
Like, those are your best two hit-for-average guys. Everyone else is bad. You're at 263. Then you go into the home run numbers. Cal Raleigh's at 20 or 21, whatever he is.
Oh, no. He's at like 25 for six.
26.
Now.
So 25, 26.
Set a new career high for RBIs already.
No one else is even in the high teens.
Nope.
You know, you look at stolen base numbers, you look at any measurable metric when it comes to offensive output, it's not good. Even like Robles and Arozarena, guys that, you know, you picked Robles off after the Nats got rid of him and you traded for Arozarena, and I know he's having a down year, but when you go and you look at even guys who seem to be doing better, when you look at their numbers with runners in scoring position, they still have issues where they falter, right? And so it just seems like that timely hitting where you might have had those bad averages, you might have had those bad games where you would get blown out and then you won a bunch of games by one run in the ninth or one run in the tenth. The law of averages eventually comes back around, and it's coming back around to hurt you because you just don't have timely hitting anymore. And part of the reason you don't have timely hitting is because you don't have enough guys on base.
That's fair. And you talk about the law of averages. One guy that they also acquired at the deadline, Jimmy Garcia, he was actually, and he's been nails for the Mariners since he was acquired. He was actually the one that gave up those 2 earned runs to give Detroit the chance to get to extra innings and actually get the win. So, and what are you going to do? I mean, he's the guy that you acquired to be your best reliever, but he's not going to be perfect. And if your best guy comes in and he gives up a couple of runs, I do think you kind of just got to go, okay, next up, we're going to try to get this tomorrow. And maybe if you look at this series in a vacuum, that's kind of what you can label it as, is just kind of, well, whatever, this stuff has happened, we lost, it is what it is, you know, we expect to win when we put Jimmy Garcia on the mound in the 7th and the 8th inning, so I'm going to keep doing that. And then a 15-1 loss before that, I mean, that happens, you know. It sucks to get your ass beat like that, but sometimes you got to take your lickings. And I think George Kirby ended up giving up, what, like 13 hits and 11 runs and 3 2/3. That's like a month's worth of runs for him. It just doesn't happen. So in a vacuum, this series maybe can be written off as just kind of whatever, but at the end of the season, Will, it's just too important and these losses mean too much. So will the Mariners make the playoffs? I mean, I hope, but I'm not sure at this point. And my dad's out on them. He thinks that they suck and that they were out like 2 weeks ago. So there you go. Hopefully they can turn it around. Hopefully they can actually get their next series. They do have one more game to wrap it up today in Detroit. Do you see who's taking the mound for that one, Will?
Yeah, it's Bryce Miller. He's taken on, I have it,
Fiedo, I think is his name.
Fiedo, yeah. So the Mariners are favored, but I learned something the other day when I was doing one of the gambling shows. Mm-hmm. Bryce Miller splits home versus road.
Oh, a lot of the pitchers have great home splits right now.
And very bad road splits, specifically Bryce. That being said, they need this one. He needs to come up big. Plus, he could get his 10th win on the year.
So that'd be huge. Yeah,
good reason for him to come out and be thrown hard.
Come on, Bryce. Nails for the Mariners today. We need you as Mariners fans. All right, sticking with baseball, we will get into some football talk in the 7 o'clock hour, as well as some basketball talk in the 8 o'clock hour, talking about the Blazers moving on from Root Sports with Eric Garcia Gunderson from Blazer Banter. But a big home run last night. Aaron Judge hit his 300th home run, became the fastest player in MLB history to get to that mark. Will he break the all-time home run record? That's next, but first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.